Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, Roberto Di Matteo prepares to take charge of Chelsea for the first time. It's mission improbable for Arsenal in the Champions League against AC Milan. And more details are revealed about the search for a new England manager, as a former boss says he'd step back in for Euro 2012 if asked.
At once. But
will it happen?
No, it will not happen. Okay. Absolutely not. I think that would be a way for the FA to go backwards, not forwards. So they will never do that.
But first, Roberto Di Matteo takes charge of his first game as Chelsea's new temporary manager later on Tuesday. It's an English FA Cup fifth round replay against Birmingham. But Di Matteo has made finishing in the Premier League top four his priority. Chelsea are fifth at the moment, 3 points behind Arsenal. The former Chelsea manager, John Hollins, says Di Matteo will have a more attacking mentality than Villas-Boas.
I have a feeling Di Matteo will go in and just do what perhaps the other guy didn't do, have a little bit more risk factor and go for it. They've got to win tonight. I've got a team out that he thinks will win. Forget everybody else. Mm. He knows all the problems that are within that club. And now the team that he picks, if it wins, is a good start for him.
Well, the Real Madrid boss Jose Mourinho is one of the favourites to take over at Chelsea at the end of the season. He was in charge at Stamford Bridge between 2004 and 2007, leading the club to two Premier League titles. And the Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says it will be a pleasure to have Mourinho back in English football.
He was fantastic. I thought he was fantastic when he was here. He was a character, knew to get in. He was great at his job. There was no doubt about that. You know, you don't go to Milan, into Milan and win the Champions League and knock out Barcelona. And you know, and now you look at Real Madrid. I thought he was an amazing, amazing guy, great personality, and you know, you wonder if he would come back here. It'd be difficult to leave a club like Real Madrid, that's for sure, but who knows, Chelsea may be the one club that could tempt him.
Elsewhere, Arsene Wenger says Arsenal haven't given up hope of reaching the quarterfinals of the Champions League. They need to reverse a 4-0 scoreline from the first leg against AC Milan at the Emirates. But the Gunners manager admits their chances are slim of making the last eight. And Wenger says catching Spurs in the Premier League is a more realistic target.
We know what is in front of us is a massive task. And we have set our self-target is to go for it, really. I always said that even when Tottenham was 10 points ahead of us, that it's not impossible because we played them. And because the Premier League is so difficult for everybody. And I believe that we have been remarkably consistent. It's true that we had a blip with three games, but overall we have been very consistent.
So Arsenal's ambitions have been invigorated by their recent upturn in form, and their defender Kieran Gibbs says that was a reaction to losing the first leg to AC Milan, as well as going out of the FA Cup days later.
Obviously after a defeat like that, yeah, it can knock you quite a bit, and then obviously the following game as well against Sunderland, we've shown fantastic mentality to come back in the last couple of games, and we have created a momentum now, and we would like to continue that.
Also on Tuesday in the Champions League, Zenit St. Petersburg lead Benfica 3-2 ahead of their second leg in Portugal. The English FA chairman David Bernstein says the search for a new England manager is being undertaken with the greatest urgency. There's a shortlist of more than three but fewer than 10 candidates to consider. Fabio Capello resigned last month and Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp is favourite to take over. It's been confirmed that at least one of those potential managers on the shortlist is not English. The BBC's Gordon Farker has the latest on the search.
More haste, less speed seems to be the approach from David Bernstein, who insists that their taking time over the appointment should not be seen as anything other than them treating the matter professionally. The FA have to be seen to be handling the process the right way. He said they were treating clubs and managers with the greatest of respect, as most of their target names were employed in clubs approaching the end of their seasons, and they didn't want to be disruptive. He said the next step was to narrow their target list down to a very small number of key people who they believe actually want the position on a sensible basis and for the right reasons.
Well, one man who knows the joys and difficulties of managing the England national team is Sven-Göran Eriksson. The Swede was in charge between 2001 and 2006, and he's been telling the BBC he understands the pressures the new man will be under.
Well, of course it's a difficult job, because the fans want to play a final or win a final. So, of course, that's not easy, but it's a beautiful job. It's the best you can find. I don't know what they're thinking about. They should take me. I'm the best for the job. But
I was going to ask. I mean, if they came to you temporarily and said, someone who can steer the ship, got them to quarterfinals, knows some of the players, would you take it?
At once. But
will it happen?
No, it will not happen. Okay. Absolutely not. I think that would be a way for the FA to go backwards, not forwards. So they will never do that.
On England, ahead of the tournament, whoever's in charge, what do they need to progress in this Euro 2012 tournament? What needs to click? What needs to happen or change?
No, very little. they need fresh players, not too tired, not injured players. If they have all fit, all not too tired, they still have a chance.
Sven-Göran Eriksson speaking to the BBC's Ian Stringer there. FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valcke has apologised to Brazil after the country's government delivered a letter officially informing FIFA that it won't deal with him as they prepare to host the 2014 World Cup. In a statement addressed to Brazil's sports minister, Valcke said his comments about the country's preparations for the tournament needing, and I quote, a kick in the backside were mistranslated. His response came just hours after Brazil wrote to FIFA President Sepp Blatter, officially announcing the country's position not to welcome Valcke. It's a defining day in the history of Scottish football as the financially troubled club Glasgow Rangers administrators are expected to announce cost-cutting measures after considering proposals put forward by the players yesterday. The BBC's Roddy Forsyth has more on the story.
Yesterday there were more negotiations with the administrators wanting the best paid players to take a 75% cut, medium paid players to take a 50% cut, and the lowest paid players to take a 25% cut. The players, they want to defer wages. The administrators say that a wage deferred is a debt, essentially, which will put off new buyers. So there is one last day of or a few hours of proposals and negotiations left, and then the cuts must be made one way or the other.
Cricket now on the BBC World Service. Sri Lanka have levelled the try one day final series with a convincing 8-wicket win over Australia in the second match at the Adelaide Oval. Australia won the toss and scored 271 for 6 off 50 overs, but Sri Lanka eased to 274 for 2 from just 44.2 overs, and captain Mahila Jayawardena says it was a pleasing performance from his players.
Good effort. The start wasn't that great. You know, probably had one of our worst days on the field. Still kept them for a reasonable total. We knew that, you know, we had a game plan today with extra batters, and you know, we'll chase anything down, and we went very positively about doing that. And you know, Dilshan batted brilliantly, beautifully, and just had to just play a second fiddle for him a little bit, and then you know, finish the game off.
The coach at the centre of the so-called bounty scandal in America's NFL has met with the sports officials in New York. Greg Williams has admitted paying his players to injure opponents when defensive coordinator at the New Orleans Saints. The league commissioner is expected to announce any punishment later this month, with a large fine, suspensions and the forfeiture of draft picks all possible. And Chicago Bulls still have the NBA's best record so far after winning their 7th game in a row. The Eastern Conference leaders beat Indiana 92-72 on Monday, with Britain's Luol Deng scoring 20 points. And before we go, our top story again. Roberto Di Matteo takes charge of his first game as Chelsea's new temporary manager later on Tuesday. It's an English FA Cup 5th round replay against Birmingham. For now, that's the latest world sports.